NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, European nations suffered a big setback in their effort to create a stronger, more united Europe. A European Union summit collapsed before its members could finalize a European constitution. European leaders were hoping to streamline their decision-making as they prepare to bring in new members, but they could not agree on which nation should get how much voting power. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Brussels.
This European summit was unexpectedly short. It actually lasted the two scheduled days, instead of dragging on in traditional high-stakes, late-night horse trading. But that's because the man running the summit, Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, quickly realized there was really no room for compromise.
Il disaccordo è stato totale.
The disagreement was total on the question of voting, Berlusconi said. He explained that Spain and Poland refused to give up the extra power they were promised 3 years ago at the previous summit. At that summit, Poland and Spain were told they would be given almost as much voting power as much bigger France and Germany. Soon after, the European Union launched a constitutional convention, which many compared to American efforts in the 1780s. The goal was to overhaul institutions so the EU could work efficiently as it welcomed new nations, mainly from the former communist East. The constitution was also meant to bring the EU closer to its citizens and boost the Union's international presence with a new foreign minister. But there were disagreements, as in Philadelphia, on how to share power between big and small states. The draft constitution suggested distributing voting power to countries according to the size of their populations. That proposal panicked Spain and Poland, which stood to lose. Earlier this week, Polish President Aleksander Kwasniewski said he would only accept the constitution if changes were made so his country could keep the voting power it was promised earlier.
At the end of the day, we are right. We were right to fight for our independence. We are right to fight against communism. We are right now to fight for good equilibrium in European Union.
There are no plans to restart the talks in the near future. The diplomatic breakdown today seemed to take all the leaders by surprise. They tried to put the best face on the crisis. British Prime Minister Tony Blair pointed out that there was much agreement on other issues, including on the creation of a European Defence Planning Unit yesterday.
To look at this in sort of apocalyptic terms, I think is rather misguided. I actually think in the end it is a perfectly understandable disagreement that has arisen because we have had one basis of working, we're now trying to move to another, and there's going to be disagreements.
But this is the first ever breakdown in talks on overhauling European institutions in half a century of integration. It casts a pall over the reunification of the continent after the Cold War. The setback led French President Jacques Chirac to suggest that some of the six nations that started the push for European unity might now just press on without the others.
Sinon, nous risquons fort d'avoir une Europe qui s'aligne.
Otherwise, we risk having a Europe that only goes at the speed of the slowest members, Chirac said, in which case we won't go very far. If we want to have a real motor in Europe, we have to think about small groups of countries working together, which can be called a two-speed Europe. Chirac found a ready ally for this proposal. German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder said if the EU ultimately fails to adopt the constitution, Europe could again be split, just as it accepts new members from the East and heals old divisions. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Brussels.